So let me call your attention to Colossians 4:2. One of these ending verses of the book, and a summary thing is, he says, continue in prayer. He's assuming we pray. He knows that if we're a Christian, we will pray. Oh, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. So continue in prayer, watch in prayer with thanksgiving. And somewhere along the line, we've changed our prayer meeting to prayer and praise service, which is a far better name. And this is what the verse is telling us. God giving us this message that you may be discouraged, continue in prayer. The things that are happening, they're rather incidental in the realization that God is able to control everything. If you read through the Bible, as I hope you do, you'll recognize that a great portion of the Bible deals with prayer. Examples of prayer, the Psalms are almost all prayers in song. And then examples of people praying, of people dedicated to God in prayer. When God actually appeared to people or spoke to them without appearing and they spoke back, this was prayer, unlike what we do today. But early on, as things got worse, men began to call upon the name of the Lord. And I think it's important for us to recognize this is something that ought to be characteristic of our life. Let me just say it this way. If the only time you find yourself praying is when you come to church and I say bow in prayer, or we lead in prayer after we dismiss, you're missing out on that which is an essential part of your Christian life. You're not living the Christian life that God has for you if you are not spending time with Him every day in prayer. You recognize one of the problems that people have is in marriages, is they stop talking to each other. They will direct comments, but they don't sit and talk. They don't spend time. How are you? What are you doing? How have things been going? How have you been feeling? You know, the things that you would do if you were interested. And God wants us to have a love relationship with Him. So we ought to be dealing with Him on a basis. Now, I don't like to spend all of my prayer time in asking. The word prayer means to ask. There's nothing wrong with asking. But I like to begin, as Christ taught us in the what's called the Lord's Prayer, the example prayer, the Lord's Prayer, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed, holy be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Then give us. See? So before you say, hi, nice to see you, give me this, 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 and this, and do this, do that. Spend some time and thank Him for who He is and thank Him for what He does.